And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi. Thrown in just for good measure. All right. Hey, listen, we got plenty of stuff on tap here. Number one on the Triple Dipper, True Lies. I already see a bunch of text messages I haven't got to yet. Let me just check them real quick. JT from Lacey Springs wants us to pick three more shirt winners. Hang on, JC. We gotta have a moment here. Gotta collect ourselves. Boomer's still recovering.
I'm still recovering.
It was text madness around here.
Too much. Yeah. It's okay. Too much for me.
Too much fun. More fun than any one studio of folks should have. Zach from Muscle Shoals. He's got a name for it. The border ops was Deconquista. Okay. Brian from Decatur. Says, anybody thought to raise the question that if there's so much definitive proof that the FBI is crooked, that a multitude of cases and people put in prison, even under rightful terms, is now all in question and can be brought back to court? All those cases that now have justifiable reason to be brought back for appeal. And the answer to that, Brian, is no, I don't think so. And I say that because, if you remember, the investigation for Operation Crossfire Hurricane on the Trump situation, it never resulted in true criminal prosecution. All right, so those cases, those were cases that you're talking about that have all had a chance to be heard. More often than not, I'm sure they were tried by a jury of their peers, or at the very least, they pled after the evidence was presented, and they were done so in a court of law. And even in a plea, you're accepting the plea, and then when you're prosecuted, you've been tried, and your due process rights have been fulfilled. So if they can prove something, but I don't think you're going to find – this is not – by the way, I'm just going to go ahead and say right now, before I jump into all this stuff on number one of the Triple Dipper here, I'm calling it True Lies, and I'm going to try and sort of paint the picture of all the things that were in the Durham report and why it matters to us. The bottom line is this. The rank-and-file FBI men and women – they are still patriots. I really believe that the rank, just like the military, I really believe the military is made up of patriots. I believe the FBI is as well. And so I say all this stuff knowing full well that what I'm talking about is pretty much the suits at the top, all right? So like I said about the Afghanistan pullout, it was not the boots on the ground that lost. It was the suits in D.C. that lost it. That's what happened. The same is true with the men and women of the FBI. The rank and file, good folks. And we need them, and we need them to be good folks. We need them to have real leadership, and we need to get some of the jackassery out of there and move it forward back to what it could be, should be, will be. Kyle from Madison texted in and said, FISA court judges are in D.C. Will they scrutinize any more or less than January 6th D.C. judges? I'm not sure what you're referring to there, but the FISA court sits separately from regular federal district courts. FISA court sits with oversight that most courts don't have, and the FISA court is the one that issues the warrants and the opportunities for wiretaps and things like that that relate to stuff under the Patriot Act. So a little different, but still nonetheless, they don't have the ability to. I don't believe they have the ability to bring unilateral action any more than any other court would. They can only prosecute what comes before them. Frank from Huntsville points out that we've got a story that I haven't even gotten into, and I won't today. The entire IRS investigative team investigating Hunter Biden's laptop situation, tax evasion investigation, has been removed from the investigation. Go figure. Yeah, we'll figure that out later. Mike from Rainbow City says he's down with three more T-shirts, Boomer. He wants it.
Mike
from Rainbow City. All right, hey, listen, let me jump in here. So first piece I've got. Let me paint the big picture for you. So this Durham report came out. What the heck is this? Well, you may remember the 2016 election. You've got the Russia collusion Steele dossier. And what this was a salacious document that was used as the underpinnings for an investigation that became named Operation Crossfire Hurricane. And it was designed to investigate allegations that Donald Trump was colluding with the Russian government to help him win the election by, misinformation and by, getting out there with all kinds of things about Hillary Clinton that weren't true, trying to subvert the authenticity of the 2016 election, which is rich considering what happened in the 2020 election. Good Lord. And then it's also rich when you consider that the misinformation that we dealt with in Operation Crossfire Hurricane originated with the Clinton campaign. They're the ones who paid for it. Let me jump into my stuff here. All that to say, there were certain high-level folks at the FBI who apparently hated Donald Trump. You've heard some of their names ad nauseum. People like Peter Strzok and others. Well, here's the deal. Durham was appointed when Trump became president. He had basically survived the attempts to derail his candidacy. He had then entered into his presidency, and he had the next several years consumed with the Mueller investigation and the constant allegations by people like Adam Schiff and, you know, Eric Swalwell. Eric Swalwell, I still say he had gotten beat up a lot as a kid. But I look at some of the folks that were involved here, and they were going at it with an agenda as opposed to going at it with the intent to just discover truth. I understand if someone brings them something and says, you know what, we got an issue here, man. We think that Trump might be colluding with the Russians. They're wrong if they don't look at that. But where they went wrong was because they wanted it so bad. They wanted it so bad they could hardly stand it. Text messages show that they were talking amongst themselves. And is he going to be president? No, we're going to see to it. Really? That's your goal? That's your role in life? So here's a piece that came off of justthenews.com. One of several I've got here. But I tried to, first of all, find some things that would give us clear and in almost like evidentiary style evidence of what was in this report. So John Durham is reported by a special counsel by the Trump administration, AG Bill Barr. Barr appoints him because he knows he can't do it himself. And despite, you know, Trump's efforts to have Jeff Sessions handle things that he shouldn't have handled, you've got a situation now where Barr says, we got to have somebody outside, somebody who's going to take this and not be subjected to prejudice. Well, if Durham was going to be subjected to prejudice, don't you think he would have been subjected to it over the last couple of years, too, with the Biden administration being in? But no, Durham did his thing. 300-page report. Here's some of the key takeaways. Number one, the report finds, after 4 years of review and serious investigation, that the government, FBI, had no evidence. Some of the quotes are, they did not possess any actual evidence of collusion in their holdings at the commencement of Crossfire Hurricane. In other words, they predicated their investigation on thin air. They put resources of the FBI into high gear with nothing credible to substantiate that. Durham also wrote in his report that had the FBI followed its own procedures, that they would have learned that their own Russian analysts didn't see anything that indicated this. They didn't even bother checking with the CIA, the NSA, or the Department of State to make sure that they had anything, because none of them did. They operated unilaterally and without evidence to kick off a major investigation into someone who is president of the United States of America. Durham also then came back with no new charges. He's not recommending any additional people face charges, and like I said, most of the ones who were involved are all gone. Here's the other thing that really gets me. Some of our foreign allies, apparently the FBI tried to get some of our foreign allies in on the investigation to include the United Kingdom. So the British intelligence, they were not willing to get involved with this. In fact, some of the quotes in here are pretty awesome. So here's one quote. United Kingdom's, in one of their major offices of their intelligence service, said that after watching the video of, I think it was Carter Page, when they were trying to bait him into saying some things, right? After watching the video, said, for blank's sake, man, you went through a lot of trouble getting him to say nothing. At a later point in time, it says after the Mueller special counsel team was in place, United Kingdom intelligence said the Brits had finally had enough. And in response to a request for assistance, they said there was no blanking way they were going to do it. So they could see it. They knew what was happening. You've got stuff like key foreign affairs officials saw no evidence whatsoever. One of those is a lady by the name of Victoria Nuland. She was an undersecretary for political affairs at the Department of State. She was one of the most experienced Russian observers in the agency. She told Durham's team she never saw any evidence that there was anything related to the Crossfire Hurricane being something that they should be investigating. She said the only evidence she was ever presented was the actual Steele dossier, which was discredited later because it was paid for by Hillary Clinton and it had no basis in truth. Now, let's talk about that basis in truth. Something else you may or may not recall is the underlying allegations that were very salacious, and I'm not going to talk about them, but they were basically just trying to undermine the character of the president and say he was basically co-opted by Russian intelligence because they found him in compromising positions doing things he never should have done. Well, it didn't happen. But the guy who was basically the substance of those allegations was a Russian intelligence source who the FBI paid $220,000 for giving them unsubstantiated and unprovable allegations. I'm telling you, and by the way, keep in mind, that's $220,000 of your tax dollars. Basically, we can just make crap up and the government will pay us money. That's what I'm hearing. I think I've got photographic evidence of Kamala Harris, you know, figure it out. The bottom line is you make crap up and you get paid $220,000 by the government for helping them to start an investigation about nothing. Well, that's where we are. All right, we'll come right back from this break, though, and I got to tell you, so the report came out yesterday. Well, the FBI has already responded. They responded. They issued a statement. You might be curious. Pray tell, what would the FBI say about a 300-page report that says that they basically did everything wrong, got it all wrong, and hosed the nation in the process? I'll tell you when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. So I'm in number one of the Triple Dipper True Lies, talking about some of the details. You got to wade through multiple stories to find all the different nuances about the Durham report. Now, it had an executive summary up front. It's also got a classified annex at the back, and I don't know what's all in that, but I imagine it's more operational and dealt with sourcing. But some of the stuff that's in there, you got to kind of pull through and cull through. And then there's the responses. So how about this? So the FBI came out with their response to Durham's report same day. And I imagine they were given an advance copy. They probably just as a courtesy, hey, we're about to talk really bad about you. Here's what we're going to say. I don't know how much advance they got, but they got enough to be able to prepare a statement. And to their credit, they did not try to say it didn't happen that way. To their credit, the FBI said, yep, basically. Here's the deal. So a story, I pulled this one off of Fox News, dated yesterday. The FBI responded Monday to the scathing report by Special Counsel John Durham that found the Department of Justice and FBI had, quote, failed to uphold their mission of strict fidelity to the law when it launched the Trump-Russia investigation. Here's the quote from the FBI. The conduct in 2016 and 2017 that Special Counsel Durham examined was the reason that current FBI leadership already implemented dozens of corrected actions, which have now been in place for some time. Had those reforms been in place in 2016, the missteps identified in the report could have been prevented. Okay, a couple things. One is that didn't say no, all right? It didn't say no. It basically admitted, yeah, that stuff happened, but And then they also, what I don't appreciate is the missteps. They weren't missteps. They were abuses of authority. They were abuses of authority, and they were, in my opinion, committing fraud upon the court, and they were perpetrating a fraud upon the United States. This investigation and all of its leaks and all of its, you know, hoopla in the lamestream media and all of the, you know, how many times do we have to see Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell go up there and swear they had seen the evidence that told them there was truly something there? And there was nothing there. I'd like to know what it is they saw. Hey, Adam Schiff, could you just please show up today? And by the way, bring with you whatever it was you said you saw. Because you know what? Durham says he didn't see it, and he had a 4-year investigation. But what you do hear in here is, if you read between the lines, those people are gone. We changed the way we do things. And if we had been doing it the right way back in 2016, that stuff wouldn't have happened. Well, there's that, which, by the way, is not an apology, but at least it's an admission. Now, I was talking about a minute ago, too, about how much money the FBI spent on this fake dossier, which had already been procured using money from the Clinton campaign. I mean, my God. What do we have to show something may perhaps be tainted evidence, fruits of the poisonous tree, if you will? The FBI offered to pay Christopher Steele, story on the Daily Wire, offered to pay Christopher Steele, the author of the infamous anti-Trump dossier, up to $1 million for evidence linking Donald. In other words, they said, look, dude, good write-up, but if you can get us some more, we'll go with it. I mean, if you can find the videos to go with those salacious, you know, accusations, man. We got $1 million for you, buddy. Get out there and find it. Good Lord. The Bureau also paid subsource Igor Danchenko $220,000 so he could make crap up. By the way, Igor Danchenko was a former... he had been formally investigated by the FBI in a counterintelligence investigation just a few years prior. They thought he had left the country. They were investigating him because one of his co-workers at the Brookings Institution said that when he was about to get a job at the Obama administration, said that this guy Danchenko offered him money for classified information. What? Here's the other piece that I had not heard until I read this one article. This all comes from the Daily Wire. The FBI has what's known as the Validation Management Unit. It's an organization designed to vet the sources. Their sole job is to do the complete background checks to find out who the source is giving them the information, whether they should be concerned about it, whether they have a clean record, do they have ties to foreign governments. And they warned against using Danchenko as a source. Durham's report says that a VMU analyst was, quote, strongly of the opinion that Danchenko was connected to Russian intelligence. In other words, they're claiming that Trump is tied to the Russians while they're using a fake report written by the Steele guy, Christopher Steele, who sourced it through an actual Russian intel operative. So it's just the opposite. It's paid for with political money, sourced out to the FBI, who desperately want more evidence and are willing to pay for it. And then, oh, by the way, it's a Russian operative who's given him the fake intel. And it goes on to say that they even got with Danchenko and they offered him $220,000, which he took for the information that they could not corroborate. Folks, it just doesn't get any worse than this. And they did it all for partisan reasons. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back from this, we'll wrap this section up. But we got to start talking about why this matters and where we go from here. So in the last few minutes of this dipper, what I want to do is give you a few more details and then begin to cover down on what do we think about this? What are we to do? Where do we go from here? And I'll tell you, some of that's open-ended. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
all you.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative, just plain right. Hour number two already. My word. Boomer, I'm just thinking your little man's baseball game is going to be called on this one.
It's probably going to be called.
Just looking out the window, I'm saying.
Seeing some cows and chickens flying by.
I mean, just, yeah. Well, cow.
That cow.
All right. Well, we'll see. Y'all be careful because there is definitely a red cell right now passing through the listening area. It's right down. It's extended line running from southwest to northeast of the state. And it looks like it stretches from the map that I saw a moment ago across most of the probably Jefferson County / Shelby County / St. Clair County area. So just be weather mindful and keep an eye out. And if you don't have to drive right now, I wouldn't in some of those areas. Or at least check your weather app before you go out. Man, the text lines, my word. All right, so we got a brand new texter in the string, John B. from ARAB. John B. from ARAB says the next president's going to be Governor Gavin Newsom. Stop it, John B. Stop it right now. You just stop that silliness. With the Durham report released, VP Harris will be offered $1 million to resign so the FBI can nominate Newsom. Why would the FBI nominate? Anyway, Okay, John B., you're scaring me, brother. So it says the USA then becomes a banana republic. Pray this doesn't happen, but this is what happens when a country turns from God. Wow, John B., bro, come back to us. I'm just saying, we're not going down that road. No. But, hey, by the way, I think he's retired Army, so thanks for your service, too, John B. Thank you very much. David from Huntsville just texted in and said, did the January 6th protesters misstep? I don't know what you mean by that, David. I think what he's saying is, did we, you know, not allow proper investigation or something, whereas they got so much of this investigation wrong on Trump? I don't know. David, I'm not sure what you're asking me, but anyway, text it in if you want to. Alan from ARAB. Hey, Phil, he said, I'm convinced the Democrats coming up with these lawsuits to keep their lawyer buddies employed using government money to pay them. Well, they're sure getting their sources paid, Alan. That's for darn sure. I mean, $220,000 for Igor Danchenko, who was a known issue, who the validation, or the, wherever they go, the VMU, the unit that validates and vets their sources, said, don't use this guy. And they used him anyway. Jeff from Hazel Green says, I would like to second the comment the lady said about your show. Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I know the one you're talking about. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, Jeff from Hazel Green. Rayson is in the audience from Hawaii. He says, thank you for the Right Side Ruffian. What does he say? Right Side Ruffian.
He has his shirt on. Okay. He sent a picture.
Oh, it's a picture? Oh, no kidding. He's got his shirt on. He does. Oh, he's got his T-shirt. Okay, it came out funny in the text. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Rayson. Appreciate you listening all the way out there in Hawaii. Brian from Huntsville goes, Swalwell? What about Fing Fing? I'm saying, Fing Fing. I mean, that was, wow. Missy from Falkville, if the FBI has changed, then why the raid on Mar-a-Lago? The attack on parents at city council meetings, the laptop from hell, and on and on. And I will say this, the raid on Mar-a-Lago and the pursuit of parents, all that came from top officials, some of whom are no longer there. But you're right. You're right. There's still crap. And that, by the way, that was the DOJ, if I'm not mistaken. That was not the FBI per se. That was the Department of Justice issuing directives. And chain of command, sometimes they have to do what they have to do. But I still believe, though, that some of the issues have been removed from the FBI. Of course, time's going to tell. So what do we do with this? We got a piece right here, Jonathan Turley, who I respect his commentary so much. He writes, and he also is a commentator on Fox and some others. But he wrote a really solid piece, which his pieces are always solid. And he says, the Justice Department, as well as the media, covered it, effectively shut down a duly elected presidency based on what turned out to be a politically engineered hoax. So why does this matter to us? Why it matters is, I said it in my monologue, we have a right to expect that those who are there to enforce the laws and make our nation a better place, because remember, we're a nation of laws. Supposed to be. We're a nation of laws. And what that basically means is that we have order and we have the opportunity for safety and security. And we know that if you live here, you can live right and excel and prosper and have all the things that a free country can have. It's when you get into the third-rate, don't-follow-the-rule-of-law countries where the despots and the tyrants get their way all the time. That's when you have a tyrannical society. That's where freedom breaks down. Being a nation of laws means something. The very idea, I mean, Trump's due process was basically voided here. And they went after him with such a passion. Why does it matter? Because not only did they go after a man, they technically went after a nation. Because what they were trying to do was emasculate what is known as the National Command Authority. The National Command Authority. They were trying to literally emasculate the leadership of the United States. And folks, that can't happen. What's going to happen next? Why does it matter? Well, why it matters is we found out. What's going to happen now, I hope, is we're going to wind up seeing actual policies and procedures. I hope we're going to wind up seeing more accountability by Congress over the FBI now that the Republicans are sort of holding the reins on the ability to send out subpoenas. I hope that what we're going to see is next year an election cycle that brings about swift change, like overnight, like get in there and start fixing stuff, like get in there and fire some people. They've got to root out the deep state. Got to. Some of those folks that have sort of a tenured bureaucracy right now, they think they can do what they want to do. We got to start rooting them out. And that is all there is to it. Because, by the way, don't think there's not a deep state in your state government, because there is. But a state, I mean, but a federal government deep state that operates with impunity and thinks it can do what it wants to do and have sway over our elections. So the sanctity of an election, it's a sacrosanct thing. It is something that we value as a free nation. The rule of law, we value as a free nation. The right to due process, we value. And oh, by the way, those people that we entrust with the job of maintaining those things, we have to know that we don't have to look over their shoulder every single moment. We have to know that we can trust them. And we've got to get back to that place. All right, listen. That's where I'm going to call that one. I could keep on going. I mean, I got articles here from the Daily Wire, the Washington Examiner, the Daily Signal. I didn't even get to, but I think I've made the point. And I hope you gathered some things out of this you didn't know before. I did. But nonetheless, we're going to take a break right now. Going to come right back. Dale Jackson calling in. We're going to be talking about what's happening. Number two in the Triple Dipper, limited on space. Well, I'm talking about Space Command. The Biden administration is seriously talking about not putting it here because we have pro-life laws. Wow. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.